Jerry Beto Show, 949. If you want to get in on this, get in now. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. Father can't decide whether to be offended. He was taking photographs of his two teenage Asian girls. He's white. They're adopted. And someone who claims to be with Homeland Security said, look, you were spending 15 minutes taking pictures of young Asian girls. A guy like me is going to get suspicious and ask the girls if everything was okay. Father was offended and then wasn't sure if he should be offended or not. He really doesn't know how to feel. He felt the guy could have handled it better. I want to read one more experience that a listener had. At a Chicago children's play area, I, 65 years old, was watching my granddaughter, 3 years old, playing from a distance, not wanting to disturb her natural curiosity and play. Later, my daughter was watching her close up, and one of the attendants told her she should be careful because an older gray-haired man was watching her too closely. I thought at the time it was great that they were watching the situation that close and said something. All of us are white, and look it. This is much better than not caring enough to say something. I think this is a very difficult question, and it's a matter where we try to have it both ways. If there is something potentially suspicious going on, we want people to be alert and perhaps intervene. On the other hand, then we don't want people to be Crusader Rabbit and believe that they should stick their nose in where it doesn't belong. Here is what I believe. I believe a middle-aged white man taking pictures, and I do have to point this out because it's relevant to the story. Two absolutely beautiful. His daughters are gorgeous. A middle-aged white man taking pictures of two beautiful Asian girls in their teens for about 15 minutes is something that will capture your attention. More than if they were all white, more than if they were all Asian. I really do. Do I think the guy handled it as well as he could have, the guy that claims to be from TSA? And Jason makes a really good point. The father should have asked the guy to prove he's from TSA, as long as the guy said that he was. I don't know that I have a problem with the guy having concerns. Could he have handled it better? Yes, he certainly could have. In the long run, would you rather have him offend and ruin a moment for a family or stay back and not get involved when something bad was going on? On balance, I would rather have him intervene, particularly if he's telling the truth and he's with TSA. However, being with TSA, I don't think it makes you an expert necessarily on sex crimes. But whatever his credentials, I don't think I have a problem with him. Because too many times in my life I haven't, and I've wondered. Not situations that seemed as serious potentially as this, but there are just times, if something makes you go, I think there is a level of engagement. I think he exceeded the level of engagement that he had due to poke around. But in the long run, and this is for you to decide, is that better than doing nothing? But as for the profiling question with which I started this topic, yes, I believe he profiled. No, I don't believe it was racist. I believe it was racial profiling. And sometimes racial profiling does make sense. So just so you're clear, yes, I think he profiled. I'm okay with it. I think he could have handled it better. But handling it the way he did versus not handling it at all, I think makes sense. Ron in Nisita. Ron, hi, you're on the Jerry Beto Show.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
This guy is unsure as to whether he's offended by somebody that, you know, for better or worse, was looking out for the welfare of these two girls. It goes back to that we're creating a society where everybody feels that they have the right to not be offended. If you're unsure whether you're offended, you're not offended. I mean, yeah, it may have made you feel uneasy, but everybody needs to get past the idea that they should not ever be offended by anything that somebody else says or does.
I think you move on with your life. I think that's really the important point here. Now, I'm going to be honest, though, Ron. Putting myself in his shoes, I probably would not have handled the guy as civilly as he did. Thanks a lot for the call. That wouldn't mean, though, that I'm right in doing that. I think you do want to exercise a little caution when you're scoping these types of things out. I think there is a way to ascertain if everything was okay without being as in your face as he was. Yeah, and that the father really isn't sure how he feels does answer a lot of his own question. Joby and Nakusa, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I just want to share a situation similar. When my kids were little, we came back from swimming, you know, during the summer, and the second son was in a car seat, and he was having trouble with ice cream. So I pulled over to the side of the road, maybe a couple times, to help him out. And I pulled in our driveway in a subdivision and parked the car in the garage, pulled out the car seat, and there was a police officer that pulled into my driveway. And I said, "Can I help you, officer?" And he said, "Well, ma'am, somebody called in. There was a drunk driver in the subdivision." And I said, "Oh, no. My son was just having trouble with ice cream, and I pulled over to help him, and the car seat was full of ice cream. He could see it." He said, "Oh, just had to check it out. Thank you, ma'am." And I said, "Well, thank you for caring, you know." And I think it's just the attitude. I think it's okay to, you know, watch for a few minutes of something in public that you question just to make sure everybody's okay. And
Joby, I got to let you run there because I'm running tight on time, but thanks a lot for the call. I think it's different, though, when it's a uniformed law enforcement officer. And it would be interesting to see how the father would have reacted were it a uniformed law enforcement officer. I would end this with a story that I've told on the air at least a couple of times. Years ago, my family and I were at the farmer's market at the Capitol Square in Madison, where they around the whole Capitol Square on Saturdays in the summer, they have a farmer's market. We get to this point where there is this screaming child, very young, younger than 6 months. That's the best I can do. Younger than 6 months. The mother is shaking this baby violently. And the baby is screaming. So there's me and there's this complete stranger, another guy. We look at each other. And we didn't have to say anything. We just looked at each other. And we were about to accost the woman and take the baby. I mean, he looks at me. You know, just imagine us reading each other's eyes. And all of a sudden, a woman who is with the mother of the young child says, "What are you doing?" Okay, so he and I both stop. Now there's someone who knows this woman that wonders what the hell's going on. And the woman with the child says, "B." The kid was getting stung by a bee, and she was trying to shake the bee off. Seconds after she said that, a dazed bumblebee spilled to the ground, and the other guy stepped on it. He and I looked at each other, turned red, and continued on. Okay. Very different situation because they don't have a lot of time to ask a lot of questions because a woman's violently shaking an infant. Would we have been wrong if we acted against the woman? I don't have the answer to that. Well, we were certainly going to see what happened and see it play out, but in the meantime, she's shaking a baby. These things aren't always easy. It's 9:58.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.